road here, eh?
Oh, it does. Very.
And you saw them at the Phoenix Park there some time back.
Yeah. Actually, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, reliving it. You know, Ian Brown, like, we knew he couldn't sing, but my God.
Yeah, that
anyway,
really brought it home.
Let's go on to something else. By the way, the tickets for Aikino, double tickets to Sean McNamara and Crumlin, James O'Hare and Nace as well. That's for Aikino, starting March 25th at the Olympia. It goes into the second week of... what's after March? April. Now, yes, sorry, Ciara's here, because you've been with Ciara O'Brien, that is, because she's the games expert from the Irish Times. And we want to take a look at this here, Minecraft. Obviously, certain people will know exactly what I'm talking about. Others haven't got a clue. It's a game that millions of kids worldwide are completely addicted to right now. You might know a lot about it, haven't heard of it, maybe. It's not actually advertised, hugely, I must say, but that doesn't stop the fact that it's got over 100 million users, can be played on just about anything from tablet to smartphone to PC. And Ciara, you're going to tell us why so many people do it and play their time on it and that, and I'm going to say it in this because I have a daughter who's been playing it a lot, although not much lately, but certainly a year ago or so. It is Lego.
It is, yes. It's basically a virtual Lego kit, except you don't stand on the pieces in the dark and cripple yourself, so and a lot less clean up. But Minecraft is an interesting one because, as you said, if you have children of a certain age, you'll know what it is, or you'll at least have heard of it. But if you're from the outside looking in, it doesn't look like much. I mean, if you're looking at games now, I mean, you talk about like 3D graphics that are hyper-realistic and, you know, they all look really polished. Minecraft is the exact opposite of that. It's blocky graphics. I mean, as you said, it wasn't really advertised. It's more of a word of mouth thing, but yet it has 100 million players. It's available on practically every platform going. You're talking about PCs, consoles, tablets, smartphones. It's even available on Windows Phone now. So, I mean, it's got this massive following. There's a whole YouTube industry around the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people often want to know about who's the guy or who's the girl or who's the team that came up with this, and when did it happen?
It was created by a Swedish developer back in 2009, a guy called Marcus Persson, who's also known as Notch, if you're kind of into that thing. He came up with the idea, built it very quickly. It went out, I think its beta version was released in 2011, and it very, very quickly got, I think, about 1 million users. It's got 100 million registered users now. I mean, that it's sold about 60 million copies, so there's been 60 million copies downloaded. That's huge for a game when you think that doesn't have a massive amount of marketing budget behind it. I mean, we're used to like the Call of Duty, Medal of Honor, that kind of thing, and you see massive advertising campaigns based around that. I mean, this was available as a download on PC. Part of the appeal is that there is actually really no point to Minecraft. There's no ultimate end goal, really. I mean, it's a sandbox game. So you go in, you build, you create.
A house.
Yeah, you build, you create, you knock things down, you destroy things with dynamite. You can play with your friends, you can destroy their houses with dynamite. You dig caves, you mine, you create tools. I mean,
basically, and sauna rooms and swimming pool bits and extra extensions. And
I mean, we kind of think of it as something for kids, but it's kind of gone beyond that. I mean, it even has its own convention. There's Minecon. That started in 2011 in Vegas. And I think we're in 2015 now. 2015's version is in London. So, I mean, like, there's thousands of people who are willing to pay for tickets to go. I mean, tickets sell out in a couple of hours. So that there's obviously, you know, it's obviously more than just small children,
I mean, like,
with their iPhones.
Sure. Like, I've seen it. Like, I'm in awe of it. I've never once done one thing about it, like, and played it or whatever the word is. But, like, it in one way, it doesn't really have fancy graphics or effects. But in another way, it is a fancy graphic and it is an effect.
Yeah, I mean, you've got there's basic textures, and if you look up, I mean, you'll see the sky, and as the time passes, you'll see the sun go over, and then you're into night. And actually, if you're in survival mode, that's the version that I would usually play. If you're in survival mode, that's where you're kind of thrown into the deep end a little bit, because your first couple of minutes, you know, you're kind of feeling your way around. And depending on the version you play, if you play it on a console, there's a tutorial with it. If you played it on mobile or on PC, you generally don't have any idea what you're doing. You're chopping at the ground with your hand to try and get dirt, and or chopping at trees to get wood to build tools, or and then you use those tools to mine for stone and build better tools and build better houses. But the first thing you have to do is build a shelter, because once night falls, there's things coming at you. There's zombies, there's creepers, there's enders, there's all sorts of
nasty
stuff.
And they might kill the pigs you have in your sauna.
Well, you might kill the pigs yourself, because they can kill the pigs for food. And when you actually hit them, they turn red for a second. They look really affronted, if you can look affronted when you're made of a couple of blocks. You know, It's fun, and it's totally addictive in that, you know, I mean, I sat down last night with it intending to kind of just play for half an hour, and an hour and a half later realised that it was 1:30 in the morning and I really should go to bed.
Yeah,
so
like,
I can see how people
see
get
another
absorbed.
Guy in Thailand 4 days on one of these machines the other day, and he's now in the morgue.
Well, this is one of these things that people will play for hours, because if you go online and have a look, I mean, my skills in Minecraft, they're not great. I mean, I can build a shelter, I can build a house, I can make some glass and I can put some windows in it, enough to keep the zombies away. Some people have built recreations of worlds from Game of Thrones. They've built, I think, Minas Tirith from Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and this is massively intricate, massively detailed, and cityscapes that they admit themselves they'll never actually be finished.
When I said Lego, that's the world of Lego, especially if you go to pretty a Lego much. Exhibition and you can, you know, see the World Trade Center and the whole of New York, you
it's
know?
It's got one advantage, it's got a couple of advantages of Lego, obviously, that not standing on the pieces and crippling yourself, but also it seems to be completely gender neutral, whereas, I don't know if you've noticed lately, Lego, there's a bit of a thing with girls' Lego now and boys' Lego.
Oh, really?
It's a big thing on social media at the moment. People are kind of complaining that Lego used to just be about making things. Now there's girl sets and boy sets and pink.
But still, everything is awesome.
Yes, everything is absolutely awesome. But yeah, so it's completely gender neutral. It seems to appeal to boys and girls. I mean, you can pretty much build anything you want in Minecraft. I mean, and the idea that for me that the appeal is that you can create these things out of nothing, and you kind of, as you explore more, you can kind of, it's, you're only limited by your imagination, really.
Okay, and your imagination can be joined with somebody else. You can play this.
Yes,
with
you can
other
play it online.
Yeah,
you can. I suppose you can form teams with your friends. You can just go online and play with random strangers. It's
and always dangerous with that, with parents. And
yeah, I mean, that's
you
something.
Have to,
yeah, yeah, you have to kind of keep an eye, particularly if they're playing online, say on PC servers, and they're not private servers. You don't know who they're playing with.
Yeah.
I think with the Xbox version, you can choose to play with friends only, which obviously is a big thing for parents.
Yeah.
It is something that you should keep an eye on, but then, as with all online gaming, always keep an eye on what they're doing.
Okay, there is one side to all of this that sometimes, like, I mean, I can often be quite cynical about educational toys. Just mm-hmm. toys should be toys half the time, I think. Education maybe somewhere else. Or kind of, but anyway, in this case, it's pretty kind of good, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you're looking at the most basic part of it, I mean, it teaches children like resource management. If you're playing in survival mode, you have to earn every single block, every single resource.
Mm.
So every bit of wood, you have to actually go and mine, or you've to go chop down the wood yourself. You've got to mine for everything yourself. And, you know, you kind of learn about scarce resources and how best to use them. So you make a decision.
But also you've done something. Oh, no, wait a minute, that's not right, that's not good enough. You have to get rid of it and start again.
Yes, you can destroy it all and start again. And
yeah.
then there's also the coding side of things. We're always being told, you know, children should be learning how to code.
Absolutely.
You can modify Minecraft, the PC version anyway, you can modify bits of it. You can write your own bits of code. And there's actually software out there. You pay for it, but it teaches children how to do it. And there are tutorials online to teach you how to actually create your own mods. So you can add pretty much anything you want into the game.
Regardless of it being mostly for kids, although with these conventions proving that it's for anybody at any age at all, have you come across the idea that, like, a lot of parents would get so involved and helicopter their kids to the point where they're getting involved as well and maybe sort of getting sucked into the whole thing?
Well, that's always the danger, isn't it? Because
or the good thing.
Well, it depends. Well, your child might see it as a danger because then their time is severely limited by the fact that you're now taking over their Minecraft
game. Of course.
Game. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't think it's a bad thing, really, for parents to know what their children are playing. I mean, I've had conversations with people about their 12-year-olds playing Grand Theft Auto, and they genuinely don't know what's in the game. So I think anything that actually pulls parents into it and makes them see that, you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. I said it's always something you should keep an eye on, but like, obviously knowledge is power. The more you know about it, the better you're able to protect your children, and also the more likely you are to go and look at what else they're playing. So, I mean, but yeah, it is one of those things that you can get sucked into very, very easily. I didn't get it until I played. I'm going to be honest, I did not get it at all. I looked at it and thought,
hold on,
have
you come from the kind of Grand Theft Auto and maybe FIFA and all that side of things, and you know all these things, because you've talked to us about this before, mm-hmm. and Minecraft has done what to you in terms of, now that you get it?
Minecraft is kind of like The Sims for me, except it's more interesting than The Sims. I play The Sims for a couple of hours and then, you know, do the reviews of them, play it for a few days. Kind of, you get into it, but then you eventually get bored with it. I have yet to get bored with Minecraft. So it's...
And what's the major age group for Minecraft, do you think? Younger kids?
I mean, it's kind of suitable for younger kids. I mean, most of the children that I know would be kind of 7 to 10. But, as I said, it goes beyond that. And if you're really into the kind of the mod part of it, if you're into creating these massively intricate replicas of, say, like the dome in Florence, or, you know, a replica of a city, I mean... You know, you can, it doesn't matter what age you are, really. I mean, it's kind of kids, big kids, you know, whichever you want.
And would you ever be interested in going to Mindcom, would you?
I'd be interested in going to see it. I mean, you might have seen, like, things kind of, it kind of gets pulled into the normal world. I mean, you can actually buy those. It's these torches that you use to light your house. You can actually buy those. And they actually look like the blocky, pixelated torches.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's a whole industry that's kind of outside the game world. But I actually have to say now, it's something that I didn't think I would like. I just looked at that map. Blocky graphics. I mean, this might just be a little bit too childish for me, but as I said, it's something I've yet to get bored with.
All right, well, Minecraft it is. Check it out if you haven't. Games expert Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times. Ciara, thanks a million for dropping in to talk to us.